and welcome as I let that beautiful, beautiful theme music ride. That is, of course, our theme music, Monstrous Turtles. What a fantastic song. And you are listening to Game Over, the premier video game show hosted by two guys, unrelated this week, and nobody else, only from 5 to, in this case, 520 on 101.5 UMFM. I am, of course, your host, Simon Pazin, and my faithful squad mate, Matt Menier. Adam is in the middle of a meeting across town, and he's racing to try and get over here. We'll see if he makes it in time or not. But that's okay. It won't deter us from having a great time. So, Matt, what have you been playing this week?
I've been shoving my way through Sekiro a little bit more. Still haven't had a ton of time, so I have yet to get good. So it's still been a pretty significant struggle, but making a little bit of progress on it.
Perfect. You know, speaking of progress, Adam's made progress and he's here, so we'll get him on the mic in a second. But I was seriously sitting down and kind of looking through my calendar and my schedule and thinking, when will I ever get good at Sekiro? When will I have the time to put in enough minutes that I'll get good? Adam, as someone who's gotten good.
More or less.
I mean, you've put like 60 hours into this point. By the way, did we say on air that a few weeks ago when we were going through our times, you were like 15 hours?
Yeah.
And then you got home and later that night you were like, yeah, it's closer to 50.
I may have lost track of time.
Yeah, but it's a good sign when a game makes you lose track of time like that. That's basically the feeling I've still had in Into the Breach. I made Matt play a little bit of it last week, but now I'm really just focusing on getting the achievements and playing in different ways. I won't gush about it more this week because, of course, you can go listen to our podcast and like us on Facebook, Game Over UMFM. But I heard the greatest description of Into the Breach I've ever heard this week, which was, it's a game where you don't play to win, you play not to lose.
Yeah.
I thought that was a very clever way of putting it, because leveling up your characters and getting kills, not as important as just staying alive, because there's an ever-present countdown. Very clever, very clever. Okay, so, we do have a topic this week. I didn't actually send it to Adam, because I didn't think you'd be able to make it. Whoops. But Matt and I are prepared, and we'll have Adam to review it. How about that?
Yeah.
So, going off of what we talked about last week with BioWare, this week there are reports that they had a closed-door meetings with all the employees. And this, to me, sounded like when the Jets had a closed-door players-only meeting at the end of the year and then still played terribly. But rumors are, it sounds like maybe if EA and the PR department are still brushing off that epic, soul-crushing article that Kotaku wrote, it sounds like the actual employees at BioWare might be taken a little more seriously, which is good. That's what we want to see. We want to see whoever sends the email saying you have a meeting in 5 minutes, we want that person to be the person taking it seriously. Sounds like they are. So, we only have about 10 minutes, because I do still want to do Name That Tune. Except this week, again, because I assumed it was only going to be Matt, it's going to be a single franchise-themed episode of Name That Tune. I'm going to hit you guys up with 5 Zelda songs, and we'll see if you can name them.
Name the name of the song?
Yeah, you don't just say Legend of Zelda over and over again. No, you have to come up with the name of the song.
Oh, man.
This is the one with Link in it, I think.
This is the one with Lonk and Zoroldo, as far as I'm concerned. Okay.
If I can name the game it's in, that's probably going to be as close as I'm ever going to get.
Yeah, that's not going to be good enough. I'll throw in a couple softballs, and then I'll come in. I'm definitely going to hit you with some hardballs, too. Okay. Especially because some of the songs are in multiple games. Okay, what I wanted to come up with was, we know Dragon Age 4 is in the works. Okay, it's coming. Whatever they're doing with the Dreadwolf story, that's in the works. Aside from that, assuming they're not going to make Andromeda 2, they know that Mass Effect is their big cash cow. So what possible Mass Effect game could they come up with that might save BioWare? Basically, we're coming up with Mass Effect spinoffs that might be successful.
Okay.
And thinking about this, I had a couple okay ideas, a couple really good ideas that I wanted to see, and one at least idea where it's got to the point where as I was coming up with it, and I was looking at other people's suggestions, kind of building on them in my own idea, there's at least one where I was like, I'm going to be disappointed because this will never happen. But it sounds really fun. However, after I hyped it all up, Matt, what did you brainstorm in that department?
The very first thing, so when I was thinking about it, I was just like, what were my favorite things about the series as a whole? And I still think my favorite moment or sequence in any of the games was Mass Effect 1, the conversation that you have at the end with I believe it's Relic, forget the name of the program, but the
one
program,
on Ilos.
Yeah, they talked to you about the Protheans.
Yeah,
I think that's still my favorite moment from any of the three games. So I don't know if this is the most likely to get made, but I would love to see sort of a smaller scale, sort of like archaeological type, like exploration and discovery kind of thing, centered around the Protheans. Because I love like anything we found out about them in the games, anytime we like learned anything new or like, I just loved everything to do with them. So I'd be really down for some sort of like explorations game surrounding anything to do with them.
So I do want to hop on because before you even started saying that, and then she totally agreed with that, my girlfriend just texted me saying an archaeology-based game with Liara as the main character, and that's basically what you came up with.
Okay, yeah.
So a Liara-centered prequel, basically.
Yeah.
That could be kind of fun. Yeah. What's the gameplay? I'm not saying that to be snarky, but I mean, are you? Does it have traditional Mass Effect gameplay where there's some shooting, some combat, mostly dialogue?
I think you would have... You'd have some combat. It would be less of a focus, I think, than Mass Effect. You know, as you go on these archaeological digs, sort of like dungeons and stuff like that, there could be enemies and stuff in there. But I'd like more of the focus to be on the story and sort of like uncovering what happened. Because, you know, you get like...
Uncovering some sort of mystery.
Yeah. You know, because you get not really the whole story of what happens with them. I'd like to really like delve into it and see sort of like what led to their fall.
Interesting. Okay. That's the more I think about it, it kind of reminds me, this is a deep cut that only Adam will get, but one of the Digimon World games basically had you running around and then you would go into these long, long caves.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I imagined it. It could be almost like a story-based dungeon crawler where you have to try and go around the galaxy and find these dungeons, maybe of a small squad because there's going to be dangerous stuff in there. Mm-hmm. Although that's basically what Andromeda was, and then you just have your fighting robots in dungeons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andromeda sort of has the problem in that I really like the idea of it.
Yes. But the
so there's lots
terrible.
Of things that's like, what do I want from Mass Effect game? Well, Andromeda, but good.
Yeah, basically. Andromeda, but not in the Andromeda galaxy and set 4,000 years ago when it was people were actually discovered. Like the races that we know, but the Andromeda gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
How would that?
That's not bad.
That's not even a bad idea. You know, you run into an alien race and you don't know if they're hostile or not, but it turns out it's the Turians or whatever. And then you could still be playing as the Asari because they're the most advanced race in the galaxy.
Right, yeah.
Interesting. This is especially prescient for me because I just finished Mass Effect 3 again. And I was watching the ending. I'm like, oh, God, it's horrible. They really want you to pick Synthesis as like the canon ending, but I feel like if they had to pick one, the internet and myself have decided that Destroy, as awful as it is the only tolerable end,
choice,
in my opinion. Even though you lose some people. But I'm convinced that the Star Child's full of crap. That's...
Yeah.
Whenever I play that game, I'm just like, you're lying. you're not smart. Okay, so I had one that I'm going to throw at you guys. I actually thought it was really cool. So it's based on the Shadow Broker.
That's hilarious. That's what I was going to say if you'd come to me.
Perfect. So it's a Shadow Broker. It's a strategy game, a la XCOM. So you yourself don't do anything. What you do is you sit down and you try to acquire intel. I don't even necessarily know what the end goal is. Maybe you just do a run until like 25 years later the next Shadow Broker kills you or something like that. So it's like a condensed thing. Almost, you know, you could pick your strategy game. You could do Game Dev Tycoon or XCOM or whatever it is where you have this amount of time. What can you get done in that time? Yeah. And then you're sort of sitting back. I forget the island that he's on, but he has a cool ship that flies through the storm so no one can detect it. And you just assign people. And it's not even particularly story-based. It's just a cool game to have in that universe to keep people going. And big franchises can do this. Like Halo Wars came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good game. So that's what I thought. It's like, okay, so you have your agents. You could have your Drell, you have your Asari, you have your, you know, some are infiltrating governments, some are going on covert ops, and you assign people, and it's like, hey, you have to make the decision, is this information worth the fact that I might lose one of my agents? You can probably find some way to get gameplay in there. I honestly think it would work as like a $10 indie game where you literally just do send them out and it's just odds. But it would also be fun if it was like a full-priced XCOM-style game, because they don't have a patent on that style of combat, where you literally send people out.
Yeah.
And you could try to find ways to do... It'd be tough, but turn-based, non-combat, like infiltration missions or something like that.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. I like that idea.
I love any kind of like party management, you know, send this person here, send that person there, style thing. So
what was the idea that you... That's the one I really wanted to be true, by the way. That was kind of where I was going.
Just sort of off the top of my head when Matt was talking about Liara, I was like, well, my idea is for Liara too. It's just, you know, later. But you could be any Shadow Broker. I really like your idea of here's a set amount of time. You know, you kind of have to do this. And I think
you could have that with the Reaper Invasion too.
Yeah.
Like you do have a natural countdown on the galaxy.
Yeah.
This is very true. Yeah. Until the Reapers get here. So you kind of have to do. But when I think I'd like to expand on the strategy gameplay, and the inspiration is actually from sports games of all things, where in the, like if you're simulating through a season in baseball, in MLB The Show, that you have what are called critical moments, where you're like, you're not participating in any of this, but the game stops and goes, okay, something dramatic is happening, do you want to step in?
Yeah.
And I really like that concept, because I think, and while I agree your idea is fine about, you know, just here's the odds, good luck, I think you could probably get really more in detail if you make those missions much more intense. So it's not just a question of optimizing, you know, I've sent my sneaky guy on the stealth mission and my fighty guy on the punching mission and everything should be fine.
Yeah.
Like, I think the nature of the work of the Shadow Broker is that you have to remain undetected at all times, basically, because that's the point.
Yeah.
And anything and everything can go wrong because you're operating on, like, a weirdly global scale. And I think part of it is, I think one thing that a lot of those strategy games sort of lack, and somebody who's a big fan of strategy ones can correct me, but is a notion that you actually have to respond to the changing climate. Like, even in XCOM, for the most part, you're operating almost in a vacuum. The only thing you're really managing is your resources. Like, especially in XCOM 2. In the first one, at least, you had to sort of deal with, okay, I need to do a mission in Africa because they're about to leave the Union.
Yeah.
And I think stepping that sort of thing up is that, and to give the player more conflict in not just who you send on missions, but which missions you do. And I really liked the idea that XCOM 2 had where you can't do everything, but I really want them to sort of put the boot in there. You really can't do everything.
I'm going to have to cut you off because we are running out of time. But that was a nice little... I think that off the top of your head, you had it more formed than I was expecting. That's very good.
Yeah. I would love just slap a like Mass Effect skin on XCOM.
And I would play that again.
Yeah. Literally.
It should be, if it's not a mod, you can already mod some of the characters, and that's what I've already done. Now, there was a couple of things that I had. I think you could do a fun detective shooter, L.A. Noir, not literally L.A. Noir, but that kind of thing with CSEC. So just you're an operative, you get to pick your race, whatever, and you go through and you have to, it's more of a mystery thing. So maybe you have a squad like you have other literal squad mates, but more of mystery with CSEC.
Yeah.
The major wars are with the First Contact, Rachni, and Geth Rebellion. So you could do really a shooter in any of those. Mm-hmm. People are saying, but is it a shooter? Is it really interesting if the ending's predetermined? Yes. World War II games have been doing fine for quite some time.
Yeah, because you don't do the whole war. You do one conflict. Which
good
may
guys
not be
win, bad guys lose, and as always, England prevails.
Yeah. Most of the interest for Rogue One came out of, like, we know how it ends. Like, how are they going to get there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The other two ideas that I had were you can do... basically Mass Effect, almost identically, except you're a merc. So just pick your... you have a mercenary band that no one's ever heard of before, come with a new one, who cares? And you can pick your race, and basically there's Mass Effect. You could do it in the same world. You could run around, come up with some sort of goal for them. You could do the exact same thing. And the last one that I have, which is a little off the wall before we get to our final game, unless Matt has more, is a colonization city builder.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Slash RTS. It would work just fine both ways. Like, each faction has their own sort of gruntline infantry and different abilities. I think it would work well as an RTS, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have enough different, like, armies and factions. You could just, you know, come up with whatever reason you needed to have humans fighting Turians, fighting Quarians. And
I mean, if I was doing the Rachni War, I'd do it as an RTS.
Yeah.
110%. Yeah. You're basically playing StarCraft at that point.
Actually, I think that you just combine the two ideas, and that's the best possible option. So you have each faction, and then the Rachni are their own bad faction, and you play through the thing, and then eventually you unlock the Krogans.
Yeah.
And maybe they're not necessarily their own faction on their own, but you can kind of work with them. Well, they could be their own faction. That's a really good idea. Look at that. Look at when we came together.
Hey,
we
BioWare.
BioWare, hire us, because you need help. So, Matt, last but not least, do you have anything else to add? And I only have three songs for you, since there's two of you, and you blazed through it last time. But do you have anything else... I'll give you the final word.
The more I was thinking about it, I'm sort of realizing it's basically XCOM, but on a larger scale. I love, you know, basically do like an alliance military thing, sort of not really RTS, but not first-person shooter or third-person shooter.
A combination
where you're
like
just sort of like managing the Reaper invasion.
Yeah,
where you know. I forget where they come in, but like, oh, they hit this planet. Okay, let's send some guys there. Okay, now we got over here. Just sort of like battlefield management, but Mass Effect, basically.
Yeah. That's sort of...
Not that far off XCOM.
You can almost read between the lines on they sort of had that idea with Mass Effect 3 with the multiplayer.
Yeah.
That's the idea, is that you're deploying in different areas to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we came up with some actually really good ideas there. That was a fun little diversion. Okay. So, time to get to Name That Song, because once again, we are doing an abridged version, so our TV Talkers people can get even more time with their big episode coming up here. But I only have three for you. They're all from the Legend of Zelda series, okay? And I do need the actual song name, all right? Now, I didn't pick anything too obvious. Don't expect to hear the song of time here. But here we go, song number one.
Sure. Okay, I thought I knew what it was, but I don't.
Want to hear it one more time?
Yeah, I don't either. Sure.
I mean, last week I made no attempt to stump you because I failed.
Okay.
So this week I'm working harder.
Well, in the event of moving this, in the interest of moving this game forward, I'm going to take a guess.
Fire
away. Great Fairy Song?
No.
Okay, then I don't know.
I'm going to take a guess at some, like a village theme from one of the games. Let's say Kakariko Village theme.
Nope. It's called the Boulderall of Fire.
Hmm.
Yeah, it appeared in, it's definitely not from Ocarina of Time, but it's appeared in a couple other games too.
Okay.
That's my toughest one. Hopefully this one you'll do better at.
Oh, Gerudo Mountain.
Nope.
Oh, you were so
sure. Oh, no. Yes. That's very wrong.
Oh.
I'm going to make sure Adam gets a guess in before
okay, because oh, no. I know what it is now, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Where is it from? Oh my god, I can picture it. I don't have... Matt can have it, I don't have the name.
Okay, it's Wind Waker.
Yeah.
It's not Outset Island, but the... The Bird People Island.
It is the bird. You know what? We're going to accept that.
Dragon Roost Island.
Yeah. Dragon Roost Island. There we go. At the end. And last but not least. It's a depressing song for a depressing game, lads. There's your one hint.
Yeah, I know what game it is. I'm just trying to remember the moment it happens.
I think I also know the game, but I'm just going to be guessing it when.
When is it?
You can use it, if you play it, you can use it to repair signposts.
Oh, it's one of the songs. Oh, okay, I didn't realize that.
10 seconds.
Is it... I assume it's... Is it the Song of Time? I forget what it's called, but the song that you go back in time? No, it can't be. Because it used to... Why do you use it to repair signposts?
It's the Song of Healing.
Oh, of Healing.
Ah.
Ladies
yeah,
because
it's from Majora's Mask.
Yeah, and it's what you have to play for everyone because you're basically dealing with death.
Oh, right, yeah. Everybody, you have to make everybody less sad.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, so clearly still some... I need to get Garrus because I need some calibrations on my difficulty settings here. But that thus concludes the Game Over episode for this week. So stay tuned for an extra special episode of TV Talkers. We will be returning next week. And have a great week, everybody.